This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. The ayah that I was doing today, or studying today rather, with a group of sisters, the ayat, they were related to a very, very important subject that is relevant to sisters alike, and they're relevant to brothers alike, and they're relevant to families, and they're relevant to every single one of us. From those particular ayat, I want to just take one ayah that really stands out. And really, this particular ayah, it's kind of like the crux of the entire story. And the story is the story of ifk. A very, very bad claim, allegation that was made against a very beloved mother from amongst the mothers of the believers for us, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This bad claim, how was it received by the prophetic society? We're talking about people that are very clean, right? Amongst them were, yes, hypocrites, they were there. But the majority of the people that were receiving this story were people that were pious people. But the nature of mankind is that we're ready to talk about whoever is before us, and even if they're not before us, we hear of somebody, we'll talk about them as well. That's what happens all the time. When you hear of things in the media, you just hear of a person and you hear of some nasty claims about them, and you know that media is 90-20, 90% is lies and 10% or 20% or 80%, 80-20 rather, 80% is lies and 20% there's some truth to it as well. Alright, but we look past all of these things and we just accept the news and start talking about some individual like we have certainty about the fact that this person really was the way he's made out to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. Allah says, when you were receiving it, he's talking to all of the Sahaba, and he's also talking to that one particular individual who started the whole story. I don't want to talk about the story, but I just want to talk about the message. Allah says, when you were all receiving this, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, you were receiving it with your tongues. Does anybody ever receive information with their tongue? Does that even occur? Have you ever heard of a person that receives information through their tongue? Nobody receives information with their tongue. It just doesn't occur. And then note, when Allah says, when you are receiving, He says, تَلَقَّوْن. Originally, the verb is not تَلَقَّوْن. The verb is تَتَلَقَّوْن. Sometimes what Allah does is, deletes some of the unessential parts of the word, to make it small and concise, trying to get to a point that this is how fast it occurred. That I even have to make some adjustments in the word, make it smaller, make it more concise. تَلَقَّوْنَهُ. Originally it's تَتَلَقَّوْن, but one ta is taken out over here because Allah is trying to say that this is how fast it occurred, that even when I'm talking about it, I'll have to talk a little bit faster. When you are receiving this news with your tongue, what does that mean? That means that when you're receiving it, it's occurring so fast, the whole process of you receiving information about people and then telling other people about this information that you have yet to verify, it's occurring so fast that Allah had to make an adjustment to the word, number one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the reception occurred with the tongue, it didn't occur with the ears. When you receive information, it occurs with the ears, the reception is with the ears. And after that, you process this information, internalize it, and then start telling it to people, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that you are receiving it and you're doing it really, really fast. That's why I'm making the slight adjustment to the word for you, for me to capture how fast you're doing it. When you're receiving it and you're doing it so fast, and you're doing it with your tongue, as in one phase of your reception, internalization of the information, and then giving it out to people is skipped out. You don't even think about this information, you don't process it, you don't verify it, you just talk some more. This is how we are. And this is not what we want to be doing in Ramadan. This is not what we want to be doing in Ramadan, because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever does not leave the evil word and the action related to that evil word, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have any reason for him to leave his foods and drinks. Ramadan and fasting is about abstaining, protecting, withholding, not only from food, but also from backbiting, also from slandering, also from gossip. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to purify and cleanse our tongues. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ